Earlier, I spoke about Iran and today's elections with the director of Middle East Studies at Brown University. He's Bill Beeman, a frequent traveler to Iran and observer of politics there. Bill, welcome back to Day to Day.
Very nice to talk to you.
Let me ask you, just looking at the circumstances of this election, how do you view now the strategy of the reformers to withdraw from these elections?
The reformers are trying, by withdrawing from the elections, to discredit the government, the current government. And by doing so, they're trying to force them to observe or to enact the reforms that had been actually passed by the parliament. In the last election, the reformers were in the majority in the parliament, but they couldn't do anything because the Iranian constitution allows the Guardian Council to veto anything that they feel is non-Islamic that comes out of the parliament, and so therefore the parliament turns out to be rather ineffective. In fact, the whole executive branch turns out to be ineffective with this veto in place.
Let me just say that perhaps an Iranian reformer would dispute my account of this and say, well, we haven't withdrawn. The Guardian Council threw us off the ballot. We had a lot of candidates we wanted to run, but they wouldn't let them run, which is true. But the reaction to that was to say, okay, no one should participate in the elections. And that does seem to ensure, doesn't it, the continuance of the conservatives in power.
Unfortunately for the reformers, that is absolutely true. Not only did the reformers call for a boycott of the election, but they also resigned en masse from parliament. 116 of them resigned on February 1st. And so this is a very gentle act, but nevertheless an act of civil disobedience. However, I should point out that Iranians have frankly given up on the electoral system already. In municipal elections last year, there was less than a 10% turnout. The legitimacy of the government and the legitimacy of the Constitution has already been called into question.
The reformist president, Mohammad Khatami, has urged people to vote in the elections. His brother, the former deputy parliament speaker, Mohammad Reza Khatami, has warned against public demonstrations. What is the long-term strategy of the reformers? That is, they may call into question the legitimacy of the government, but still, the conservatives are there to govern.
One of the things that I think the reformers are counting on is demographics. That is, they look at the Guardian Council, they look at the supreme leader, Khamenei, and they see a lot of very, very old men. And then they look on the streets and they see that three-quarters of the population is under the age of 25. And they believe sincerely that time is on their side, that eventually these elderly conservative individuals are going to pass from power, and that the younger population is going to eventually demand the reforms, and they won't be able to be withstood.
When you're there as a political observer, do you think that the long-term strategy of the reformers is something that can actually work? Is the Iranian population as a whole willing to wait this long, especially if the very legitimacy of the government is in question?
From the standpoint of the bulk of the Iranian population, very little has changed since the time of the Shah. All that has happened is that the clerics have replaced the dynastic rule of the family of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi with the dynastic rule of the family of Ayatollah Khomeini. Even President Khatami is related to Ayatollah Khomeini. The clerics are in fact all related. And so therefore we have a rule by a ruling family, and they are ruling in quite the same way that the Shahs used to rule.
Finally, Bill, a question from an outsider's perspective. The United States government and the UN and others as well have a lot of concerns about Iran's nuclear weapons program. Will the outcome of this election affect what Iran's response to these outside pressures are?
Actually, I don't believe it will. The United States has been concerned with Iran's role in the region for some time. By including Iran in the axis of evil, we threw a monkey wrench into the political system of Iran. It allowed the conservatives to claim that the reformers were on the side of the United States, and it allowed the reformers to claim that the conservatives were alienating the rest of the world. you have individuals in the United States, policy analysts who the Bush administration listens to very closely, such as Michael Ledeen and Patrick Clausen, who are urging Iranians to overthrow the government, who have people like the son of the former Shah waiting in the wings to take over, and in groups like the Mujahideen Khalq, who are in Iraq, giving information about Iran's nuclear program to the United States and to other intelligence agencies, but who are completely unacceptable to the Iranian people. And this creates chaos and confusion. Iran needs a time when it can sort out its own political problems and not have the outside interference of the United States or other powers.
Bill Beaman, Director of Middle East Studies at Brown University, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.